This show is a production of LifeSpring Media and is brought to you in part by gifts from listeners like you. The LifeSpring family of podcasts is brought to you in part by AMD Live. AMD Live brings digital entertainment to life. LifeSpring Family Bible, number 92. Today we'll be reading Mark chapter 16 and Deuteronomy chapter 1. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Let's begin. Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought aromatic spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, at sunrise, they went to the tomb. They had been asking each other, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled back. Then as they went into the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples, even Peter, that he is going ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you." Then they went out and ran from the tomb, for terror and bewilderment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Early on the first day of the week, after he arose, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had driven out seven demons. She went out and told those who were with him while they were mourning and weeping. And when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in a different form to two of them while they were on their way to the country. They went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Then he appeared to the 11 themselves while they were eating, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him resurrected. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons, they will speak new languages, they will pick up snakes with their hands, and whatever poison they drink will not harm them. They will place their hands on the sick, and they will be well." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. They went out and proclaimed everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through the accompanying signs. Deuteronomy chapter 1. This is what Moses said to the assembly of Israel in the Transjordanian wastelands, the arid country opposite Suf between Paran and Tophel, Laban, Hezroth, and Dizahab. Now it is ordinarily an 11-day journey from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea by way of Mount Seir. However, it was not until the first day of the 11th month of the 40th year that Moses addressed the Israelites, just as the Lord had instructed him to do. This took place after the defeat of King Sihon of the Amorites, whose capital was in Heshbon, and King Og of Bashan, whose capital was in Ashtaroth, specifically in Edrei. So it was in the Transjordan in Moab that Moses began to deliver these words. "The Lord our God spoke to us at Horeb and said, 'You have stayed in the country of this mountain long enough. Get up now, resume your journey, heading for the Amorite hill country, to all its areas, including the arid country, the highlands, the Shephelah, the Negev, and the coastal plain, all of Canaan and Lebanon, as far as the great river, that is, the Euphrates. Look, I have already given the land to you. Go, occupy the territory that I, the Lord, promised to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants. I also said to you at that time, I am no longer able to sustain you by myself. The Lord your God has increased your population to the point that you are now as numerous as the very stars of the sky. Indeed, may the Lord, the God of your ancestors, make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are now, blessing you just as he said he would. But how can I alone bear up under the burden of your hardship and strife? Select wise and practical men, those known among your tribes, whom I may appoint as your leaders. You replied to me that what I said to you was good. So I chose as your tribal leaders wise and well-known men, placing them over you as administrators of groups of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens, and also as other tribal officials. I furthermore admonished your judges at the time that they should pay attention to issues among your fellow citizens and judge fairly, whether between one citizen and another, or a citizen and a resident foreigner. They must not discriminate in judgment, but hear the lowly and the great alike. Nor should they be intimidated by human beings, for judgment belongs to God. If the matter being adjudicated is too difficult for them, they should bring it before me for a hearing. So I instructed you at that time regarding everything you should do. Then we left Horeb and passed through all that immense, forbidding wilderness that you saw on the way to the Amorite hill country, as the Lord our God had commanded us to do, finally arriving at Kadesh Barnea. Then I said to you, "You have come to the Amorite hill country, which the Lord our God is about to give us. Look, he has placed the land in front of you. Go up, take possession of it, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, said to do. Do not be afraid or discouraged." So all of you approached me and said, "Let's send some men ahead of us to scout out the land and bring us back word as to how we should attack it and what the cities are like there." I thought this was a good idea, so I sent 12 men from among you, one from each tribe. They left and went up to the hill country, coming to the Eshcol Valley, which they scouted out. Then they took some of the produce of the land and carried it back down to us. They also brought a report to us saying, "The land that the Lord our God is about to give us is good." You were not willing to go up, however, but instead rebelled against the Lord your God. You complained among yourselves privately and said, "Because the Lord hates us, he brought us up from Egypt to deliver us over to the Amorites so they could destroy us. What is going to happen to us? Our brothers have drained away our courage by describing people who are more numerous and taller than we are, and great cities whose defenses appear to be as high as heaven itself. Moreover, they said they saw Anakites there." And so I responded to you, "Do not be terrified of them. The Lord your God is about to go ahead of you. He will fight for you, just as you saw him do in Egypt and in the desert, where you saw him carrying you along like a man carries his son. This he did everywhere you went until you came to this very place. However, through all of this, you did not have confidence in the Lord your God, the one who was constantly going before you to find places for you to set up camp. He appeared by fire at night and cloud by day to show you the way you ought to go. When the Lord heard you, he became angry and made this vow, 'Not a single person of this evil generation will see the good land that I promised to give to your ancestors. The exception is Caleb, son of Jephunneh. He will see it, and I will give him and his descendants the territory on which he has walked, because he has wholeheartedly followed me. As for me, the Lord was also angry with me on your account. He said, "You also will not be able to go there. However, Joshua, son of Nun, your assistant, will go. Encourage him, because he will enable Israel to inherit the land. Also, your infants, who you thought would die on the way, and your children, who as yet do not know good from bad, will go there. I will give them the land, and they will possess it. But as for you, turn back and head for the desert by the way to the Red Sea." Then you responded to me and admitted, "We have sinned against the Lord. We will now go up and fight as the Lord our God has told us to do." So you each put on your battle gear and prepared to go up to the hill country. But the Lord told me, "Tell them this, do not go up and fight, because I will not be with you, and you will be defeated by your enemies." I spoke to you, but you did not listen. Instead, you rebelled against the Lord and recklessly went up to the hill country. The Amorite inhabitants of that area confronted you and chased you like a swarm of bees, striking you down from Seir as far as Hormah. Then you came back and wept before the Lord, but he paid no attention to you whatsoever. Therefore, you remained at Kadesh for a long time, indeed, for the full time. And so today we saw the resurrection of Jesus, as was expected, and the continuation of the saga of Moses and the children of Israel. Tomorrow we'll be continuing, of course, in the book of Deuteronomy. There's a great deal of history in the beginning books of the Old Testament. The first five books are called the Pentateuch, of which Deuteronomy is the last. Well, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Come on back to join me. My name is Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.